to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, and broadcasting direct from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the Los Angeles Convention Center and the trade show floor of WEFTEC. I am Todd Schnick, joined by my co-host, Todd Youngblood. Todd, we are about to get a break finally. We've been going all day long. It's been outstanding.
Break? What is that?
I don't know, but that's what it says on the calendar.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Bill Break. I knew a fellow named that from college.
Well, this is our closer coming to the end of Hour 5 of Water Online Radio. We are joined by the president of UV Pure Technologies. Welcome to Water Online Radio, Rick Van Sant.
Thanks, guys.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us. Before we get into a conversation, take a few minutes and just tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and the work that UV Pure Technologies is doing.
Sure. Well, UV Pure Technologies makes UV water disinfection technology. It's in its eighth commercial year. I'd still characterize it as an emerging stage company. Its technology is differentiated, probably the most advanced UV technology. And this stage has about 10,000 installations, around 9,000 in North America and 1,000 offshore. We help treat water in small applications. For us, that's under 1 million gallons a day. Probably half wastewater applications and half potable applications.
Clarify something for me, what a 1 million gallons means. Give me an example of what that, when I think of a water purification, I'm thinking of a municipality purifying drinking water. Give me some examples of what you're actually talking about.
Well, 1 million gallons a day probably does 90% of the wastewater and potable water treatment points globally. When we use water in North America, we use a lot of water. So it treats a relatively small population base from a municipal perspective. But in the developing world, that's an awful lot of water,
sure.
Much bigger population bases.
Rick, you said you're an eight-year-old company and yet still emerging. I mean, that sounds like after 8 years, you'd be a little bit established.
Well, we are established. I probably mischaracterized it a bit on the safe side. We're an OEM vendor to some of the largest global corporations, GE, Siemens, ITT, some of the package plant manufacturers like Orenco Systems that you'd see here. But one thing I learned with my investor hat on is that this is not a space that embraces new or differentiated technologies quickly. They're more associated with risk. So it takes a long time to move from great idea to proof of performance to acceptance in the marketplace. And UV Pure Technologies, I'd say today, is well accepted, but still at a relatively early stage.
Why is this this space slow to adopt change and what? Explain why that occurs.
Well, I think it's for good reason. One is we're in the safe water business, and you don't want to make a mistake. And usually the barriers are engineering-related or regulatory-related. So they're slow to embrace new. New is associated with risky. Once it's proven, then you move on.
Yeah, Rick, back to the idea of small applications. Can I assume from that you really are focused on emerging economies?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Did I interrupt you there?
No. I'm just curious as to is there any particular part of the world or region that you're focusing on more?
First of all, I'd say wastewater and reused water particularly are much more quickly growing as a market segment than potable water applications. And in those two segments, small applications, give you some examples, point of use or point of entry treatment, buildings, runoff treatment, rainwater catchment treatment is the fastest growing segment of the market. There's some huge global trends. One would be a move away from chemical treatment to non-chemical treatment. Another is from central to remote applications. And an even bigger one is a move away from the great big, complex, very expensive central plants with miles and miles and miles of infrastructure piping to decentralized applications. They're smaller, they're simpler, they cost less money, and they're closer to the problem, therefore more impactful.
Walk us through what you see as some of the emerging trends and issues in water, wastewater going into 2012.
Well, I just mentioned some of the biggest. I mean, a big driver is we've dumped chlorine in our water systems, both for potable and wastewater treatment for generations. And we know that generally it's not considered something that's healthy, and it's not effective against certain pathogens. Cysts would be the one that would certainly come to mind. So there's a clear shift away from just dumping chemical in our environment through the water table and using non-chemical barriers to microbiology or treatment for chemistry in the water. A second major shift is the shift to simpler, more decentralized treatment and those that can be remotely managed and monitored. It's really moving from a 19th century based technology to a 21st century based technology.
Jumping ahead across so many different technologies as well as different political entities, is regulation something that's a blessing or a curse, or is a little bit of both?
Well, let me think. It's both, for sure. And maybe it's even a third thing, which is really necessary. It's a big driver commercially in our business. And if I could put my UV Pure Technologies hat on for a second, one of the things that we like about our space is that we are not in the highly politicized, very large regulated application space, but we're in the smaller, up to 1 million gallons a day, as I mentioned, sort of space that's faster to market, more responsive to regulation, but not part of that politicized process.
Help the Water Online audience better understand your market, your target market, both geographically. Are you international? And then walk us through, give us a couple definitions of what an ideal customer would look like.
Sure. We're still focused largely in North America. I mentioned we have 10,000 installations. 9,000 of those are in Canada and the U.S., and 1,000 are in Australia and New Zealand. We have early distribution on the ground in China, Brazil, and now recently begun in Mexico. The developing world is growing much more quickly. There isn't the established infrastructure that really stands in the way of emerging technologies. And for us, an application would range from feathering our technical cap, Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner, which chose our technology to purify the water as it comes on board the airplane.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Big emerging issue. To the most common route to wastewater and reuse treatment would be working with package plant manufacturers that are putting a number of different technologies together, perhaps in a big trailer, and shipping those all over the globe for mining camps or oil and gas fields or other remote applications, emergency services. And the last more common approach is specifying engineering firms that are dealing with stormwater runoff, that are dealing with small wastewater applications, rainwater reuse for irrigation and agriculture purposes.
Yeah, Rick, a lot of companies, both large and small, have decided that trade shows are no longer such a great use of cash. Why are you here? What kind of things do you expect to learn, and what kind of messages are you trying to deliver to the folks that are attending?
Well, I guess the bigger answer to that question is it's mass. There are a lot of potential customers here on the floor, not just walking into the trade show. Also competitors, so we get a first-hand look at what's being showcased at the shows. But I'd say I, like everybody else, wonders from time to time what the actual payoff is. But I think there are two things. One is, so far for this company, it's proven to be very beneficial. And two is, we're afraid not to be here.
The profound reaction that I have to WEFTEC is it's less about generating sales, which of course is the principal goal of attending a trade show, but it really is about education and educating people and learning about emerging technologies.
Well, for sure, I think that's true of the conference program, absolutely.
Sure.
And probably true to some degree about the trade show floor.
Yeah, Rick, how important is collaboration with other companies and entities in the industry?
Absolutely critical, in my view. I mean, take the days. If you step back and say, what's the biggest strategy that's generally put forward by planners in this world? It's the accretion of different product technologies to an end-to-end solution. So companies are moving to sell solutions and not simply products. And as a technology company today, obviously, we get an opportunity to talk to a lot of those agglomerators, if you will, of different technologies and putting solutions into the market.
Rick, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience how they can contact your organization and learn more about the work that you're doing.
Well, the best is through the website, which is UVPure.com, UV Pure Technologies.
Rick Van Sant with UV Pure Technologies. It was great to have you. A pleasure, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, fellas.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Okay, that wraps this segment. Water Online Radio, we'll be back in just a moment. We're taking a short break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. I'm Todd Schnick, joined by Todd Youngblood. We'll see you shortly.